Hi, good afternoon. Am I speaking with Daniel?
Yes. Yes, you are.
Hi, Daniel. Good afternoon, sir. My name is Tyler. I'm the specialist here in the department that handles product details and pricing for the Carolinas. How's your day going?
It's going pretty good.
Very good. Very good. Well, overall, I mean, happy Thursday to you. One day closer to Friday. No complaints. I know you're speaking. Yeah. I know you're speaking with Girlie. She's one of our mapping coordinators for the department. Did she do a good job explaining the basics of the program and where it is we would have you showing up on the front page?
Yeah, just as far as the lists and stuff, yeah, pretty good, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, she brought me on the line, so I can go back right home.
Yeah, I've typed in, like, pressure washing or sandblasting in my area. And lately, I ain't been popping up, but I do have a Google profile business page already.
Okay.
And I've got a lot of hits and views and stuff like that on it, and I've got like many people that have, called me from there. But lately, I hadn't got quite as much, but I'm not real sure how exactly they found me unless it was just word of mouth, but, cause I can't, like, unless I type my business name in, I can't find myself up there anymore. So, I've kind of
understood what, well, that's something that we can help you with, because each and every day you're with us, Daniel, it's ongoing optimization. That way you can always ensure your placement up there. You're never going to fall off or rotate off. The position that we're calling about is never a rotating position. You're always going to be seen as top recommended option under that map. Okay, so that's where we're talking about placing you. It's also, go ahead.
Yeah, because I was going to say, because I've probably got at least, I ain't going to say 1,000, but I've probably got at least several hundred photos on that Google page. I said, but if nobody sees it, it don't really matter.
Exactly. I pulled up your website right here. It's mobilesurfacecleaning.com. Is that yours? That was on your Google My Business page?
That's the website that was designed for me. And then I have a Facebook business page. And I have an Instagram business page. And then I have that Google profile where I load pictures up on all them accounts.
Understood.
I hear you.
Well, our services work, Daniel, is we get you found, as you know, through the search engine. So different than like Home Advisor or another directory out there, because we don't place you within a directory. We place you, we get you found through people typing in keywords. If anybody typing in sandblasting or, pressure washing services or any keywords related to a service that you're offering, you would be found as a top recommended option on the front page of Google, and then they would be able to contact you directly. Okay.
Okay.
And then also,
you'll probably, I'll just let you talk and you might answer some of my questions, but I'll just let you go for it.
All righty. So, yeah, just stop me if you have any questions. I'll be happy to address those for you. But now, the program, everything that we offer here is our Platinum Package. Now, it's going to hold a reduced rate to all the clients that we talk to, because we are looking for one client in order to work with us to fill that today. But once we do find that client that was willing to work with us, we're going to close out that category, and we're not going to work with anybody else in the areas that we program him to work in that does the same thing. So it makes the position fully exclusive to you. Okay, we're not working with any of your competitors that do the same thing in the areas that we're working with you in, to clarify. And then what we also, go ahead.
Well, I had a question about that. I said, well, if y'all are only working with me, how are y'all making money?
Because we work with other categories like plumbers, remodeling companies, general contractors. We work with other categories in the same area, just so we wouldn't be working with anybody else that does the same same services as you do. We would close out that category completely.
Okay.
So that's how we do make our money. And that's how it makes the position fully exclusive with you, because although we can work with other contractors in different categories that offer different services, we can only work with one business per category, per area. That way we ensure the client that we're working with that he or she gets the maximum amount of visibility, phone call that directly to them. Okay. Now, also, the along with the first page placement, we get you found as a top recommendation, so calls could come directly to you, and you wouldn't have to worry about paying any kind of a lead fee like you normally would have to with HomeAdvisor. And then what we would also be providing for you would be first page placement on Bing Local as well. Consumers can do the exact same thing through that search engine and just call you directly. And then what we do to help the company's ranking on the front page is we place it on 60 online directories. Now, these directories that we place you on are directories that Google indexes on a day-to-day basis. So you're going to be placed on, like, thebetterbusinessbureau.org, Yahoo, Yelp, Yellow Pages, City Search, Chamber of Commerce, U.S. Local Directory, etc. And then what we would do with your website is not change any of the content that's on there, but we would promote it as is on the listings that we place your company on, Google, Bing, and the directory submissions. Now, if these are avenues clients choose to go down to do a search for the services you're offering, they'd be able to pull you up from that platform they're searching from, but, of course, contact you directly. So you wouldn't have to worry about paying any kind of a lead fee or anything like that from any of the platforms they decide to call you from. Okay, and then also, we provide you with the mobile devices. That's because nowadays everybody is doing internet searches from their cell phones, and the location's always changing when they're traveling. So what we're going to do is mobily optimize your company. That way you do show up from anybody searching from any kind of iPhone, any Android, and you're also going to show up from anybody searching from any kind of tablet out there. So when it comes to your online exposure, Daniel, we literally cover all of your bases. Okay, now for the... Now, the pricing is offered to you on a month-per-month basis. The program requires a 2-month verbal agreement. That's because our platinum package, everything inside it, is designed to show you a very large return on investment within our first 2-month time frame. It also makes us performance-based. We've been in business for 17 years, but one of the only ways we're going to keep you coming back to us for the third month moving forward is by providing you real results that you can see within that first 2-month time frame. But like I said, our platinum package is to do just that for our clients. Now, the pricing, we do make it very affordable. As you know, like I said, it's offered to you on a month-per-month basis. Now, since you already have a website that's built, I'm going to be able to implement 30% from what we recovered. Now, normally without any of the discounts, Daniel, it runs at the original rate of $5.99. That's what consumers see on our website, and it comes with a $299 programming fee. So normally it's $2 shy of $900 to get this thing going, but what I'm able to do with you for you with the discount is reduce the setup fee altogether, and that $5.99 gets reduced down to just $249 flat. It implements a bit over a 50% discount for you, but that's out the door. There would not be any other hidden fees, any other surcharges, and like I said, I would be waiving the entire programming fee.
Is that would that be $249 a month, or is that just $249? Is that the one-time fee?
That's a great question. So that would be offered to you on a month-per-month basis with no contracts. Now, okay, my question to you, Daniel, would be, and my question to you would be, I know it would vary, of course, depending on what job you'd be doing because they always vary in size, but how many clients would we have to bring up every month in order to offset the cost of the program and make it become profitable for you?
Well, if it's just $250 a month, that'd be just one. Yeah, I usually don't make less than $300 on any of my jobs.
Okay, so it would only take a couple of them to offset the cost, but we want to make sure that it's going to be profitable for you. But the reason
I'm trying to get at least one job per day, Monday through Friday. You know, last week, $4. The week before that, I made about $1,650. But so far this week, I've only made like $300. You know, I had one job, charged them $300. So, I got a few jobs lined up next week. And I told the other girl, you know, my sandblasting job is a little different. You know, the prep work, for the customers is more, you know, they have to prepare for me to come, you know, taking out headlights and lamps and, taking trim panels off, stuff like that. So they have to prepare for me to come to sandblast. But I got at least 20 people on hold right now. So hopefully all of them don't call me on the same week. But yeah, I do definitely want to get my name out there more. And, you know, I'd like to at least get, I mean, if I can get an extra, you know, 2 to 3 jobs a week, maybe. So maybe like 5 to 12 maybe jobs a month. You know, I'd probably, I mean, or more, you know, but that would keep me definitely coming back. But I, but it would be worth it. I mean, because I'll tell you, put it to you like this, because I've been thinking about canceling Angie's List, but the only reason I haven't canceled them is because I'm scared that I'm not going to get any more pressure washing work.
I hear you.
That's the only place that I advertise for pressure washing. My website is detailed to sandblasting, and you know, my Google profile and Instagram, I got pressure washing, painting, and sandblasting all up there on my Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff, and Google.
That's good. But, that's good on your social media. And so what, but I mean, if you're, if you keep your home advisor because you get most of your hits for power washing through them, that, this is definitely going to work great for you, because right now, since you did that, I typed in pressure washing. Now I typed it into the area of Elm City, but I also typed it into just a 50-mile radius to see how many searches were conducted for pressure washing in the last 30 days in your area and the surrounding areas. Now it shows me from there in that 50-mile radius, pressure washing has been searched 1,012 times. Now, I don't want to mislead you and say that we're going to be able to bring you over 1,000 pressure wash jobs. I'm sure you know as well as me, Daniel, that's not realistic whatsoever. That's just how many searches were being done. But the goal over here is to help get you a percentage of those clients that are being done. That is realistic and doable. And the way that we can go about doing that for you is we would go into each individual area and program your company in those areas where those searches are being performed. Once we get your company in those areas in front of those audiences where they're doing those searches at, that will lead a large majority of those phone calls towards your company from those people that are doing that search, of course. But also what we found out is by bringing the clients directly to you, by having them call you directly for a service you're already they're in need of that you offer, there's a very likely chance of you landing that job from that consumer that's giving you that direct phone call. So it's just very important to be an option on the front page when they're doing that search, of course. And then also, that's just for one keyword. And like I said, you do a whole bunch of different services like sandblasting. You do for automotive. You do marines. You do industrials as well. So if it's like paint stripping, rust removal, you know, all the stuff, epoxy removal, any of the stuff that you offer, we can get you found for all of these services. They just got to be services that you're offering. Okay. Now, my question, let me see here. Give me 1 second here. I'm just doing one other quick little search. Okay, and doing sandblasting. Right now I did a search for sandblasting in the Elm area, in the same area, 50-mile radius, and it shows me there's still just been under 1,000 searches. Okay, it shows me 986. So, I mean, that's just for two keywords. There's been almost 1,000 searches for, you know, paint stripping and also the pressure washing. So there's no doubt in my mind you're going to be getting jobs from these services. But also my question to you would be, how many clients do we need to bring you every month in order to offset the price of $249 and make it become profitable for you? How many did you say we need to bring you?
I would say probably at least 10 a month.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I mean, if you do a breakdown on that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say y'all have to or I'm going to cancel it. Like I said before, most pressure washing jobs, I charge probably $75 to $100 an hour, but I give them as a base price. So
yeah,
they one pressure washing job, and I'll make $200 or $300, and that would basically pay for itself after one. And the last sandblasting job I did, it was $1,200.
Yeah, I mean, so they're profitable jobs, absolutely, and you can kind of gauge those calls if they come directly to you because they're calling you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I did. I did a car, and I've done several cars and trucks and stuff. That's where all my pictures come from. But I did a set of 32 Ford wheels the other day. Yesterday, it was about $300. So. You know, that would take care of y'all's feet. But it's just not, you know, as steady as I would like. You know, I've only worked one day this week, so, you know, they don't exactly pay the bills. So.
Well,
but
now, the reason
too, I pay them roughly $250 or more a month for advertising with
a month
them.
For Angie.
So I have to pay $250, but since I've become full time, I've been accepting a lot of extra work from them. And some of them work out, some of them don't, but they still charge me even if they don't work out. So, So I'm actually probably paying close to $300 to $400 with Angie. So that's why
every month,
if it works good with the Google and the, with y'all, then I might would let them go. But I'm a certified pro with them and I got a lot of reviews with them. So. You know,
gotcha,
I hate to give them
up,
but, you know, I don't want to keep forking in money with them if I'm not, they're not bringing me many jobs.
I hear you. Definitely. Well, I mean, this is definitely going to work a little bit better than HomeAdvisor. I know they're bringing you some work, but this is going to save you lead fees. This is only one flat fee of $249 each and every month. You never have to worry about it going up or changing on you. It's always allocated towards that flat rate, no matter if you landed like a really higher profitable job. For example, say you land like a $10,000 job, we don't take any profit out of that. We just take the $249 on a month-per-month basis. No more. And like I said, it never goes up or changes. And then also the program's going to offer targeted marketing. So I see that you have a service area of 100 miles, but when it comes to servicing your clients, do you stay pretty local for the most part, or does that really just depend on the job, on how far you decide to travel?
Yeah, I mean, I would like to stay pretty local. I try to stay within 50 miles. But, in the 50 to 60 miles, cause like I'm in M City and I do go to Raleigh, but I mean, it's an hour and 10 minute drive there, but that's most of the time for sandblast.
Well, yeah,
I make most of my
profitable jobs.
And, I'm trying to decide if I'm really trying to decide if I want to, I've invested so much money in the sandblast and I mean, that's really what I want to do. I haven't really invested a whole lot in the pressure washing side, but if I'm going to continue to do it, I'm going to have to eventually to get faster and more efficient. So,
okay. Well, like I said,
if I hire anybody, I don't want them screwing something up.
I hear you. Absolutely. You got to do something done right. You need to have somebody that's well-trained or you do it on your own. You know, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, now.
Yeah, I've
now,
been doing it on my own for years.
Hey, like I said, you're doing something right. Obviously, you own your own business and you do multiple services and you've been thriving. You know, this is just going to help you grow and thrive a little bit better. You know, but what I was getting at is the reason I asked the service area is because we're going to allow you to hand select any cities, towns, or zip codes that you would like to provide your services in. The reason we allow you to provide the areas you want to serve in is because you know the areas around you that may be a bit more profitable for you to work in that are local or the areas that bring you a larger amount of income. So the goal for us over here would be to program you into the areas that you like to work in, but also areas that are making the most bang for your buck. But again, you know, Daniel, that's why we do offer the. I'm sorry.
Most
go ahead.
Of the towns around here, I don't make a whole lot. Yeah, I live in a real small town, but I have to go away from here to make decent money. Usually,
that's why I did that search within a 50-mile radius because I did notice that the city of Elm wasn't too big of a city, so that's why I did it within a 50-mile radius. Okay, but we can get you found.
Yeah.
Like I said, we allow you to hand select the areas that you want to be found in outside of the Elm area. That way, you can be found in those areas that you like to work in. So it is targeted marketing. But again, Daniel, you know, that's why we do offer the services here with a 2-month verbal agreement. It does strictly make us performance-based, but the only way we're going to keep you coming back to us for the third month moving forward is by providing you real results that you can see within that first 2-month time frame. But I'm sure with all of the services that we include, you can see the value of giving the program a shot so we can prove to you how well it's going to work for your business, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it sounds good. Am I going to get any kind of paperwork or
Yeah. So basically, I do send you over everything in writing, via email. Okay. So basically, what I got to do is verify some information in regards to your company to make sure that I have everything accurate here, and then I do send you over everything in writing. Okay. So let me start off with that. What's the best email address to use for you or your company, Daniel?
It's DanielBell252@gmail.com.
Daniel?
Yes.
Hello. Can you hear?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you kind of cut out on me at the last few seconds.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. It's all right. It's all right. What was?
It's DanielBell252@gmail.com.
Okay, I do apologize. I'm not sure if you're in a bad service area or not, but it did cut out on the very beginning of that.
Yes. And you... 252@gmail.com.
Okay, let's go back to that. Daniel, what's your last name?
Bell? Bell, B-E-L-L.
Okay, gotcha. And then what's the business address that I found for your company was 5415 G Weaver Road in Elm City. Is that a business location, storefront, or is it a home?
It's a home.
It's a home. Okay. All righty. And then if it's a home address, we're not going to showcase that for the public to see. That's going to be hidden. But what we will do is draw a circle around the zip code that you're located in. That way consumers know the area you're coming to service them from, but they wouldn't know directions to where you live. Okay.
Right. Yeah, and you then can also, use the city and state if you want, but...
Okay, well, we got to get you PIN verified. That's the main thing. It's just one, it's a postcard size envelope that comes straight from Google's headquarters. That's how they PIN verify you as a legitimate business in the area, but that's only for our use. That's why we don't want folks knocking on your door for services, just contacting you by phone or via email. Okay, so
right.
Like I said, that's going to be hidden online. And then also, Daniel, as far as the hours of operation for the company, what are the hours there? Is it Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday? How does that work?
Generally Monday through Friday, but they, I'm open pretty much 24 hours, but, for as far as calls and stuff, I don't work on Sunday, so if you do Monday through Friday, on my page, I got Monday through Friday from like 7 to 7, but, you know, people can call me after that. Obviously, that's just when I'm working. So I don't know how you would really want to word that.
Open availability.
Stuff, yeah.
Okay. Well, if you have open.
About that. Uh-huh. You know, I'm open for phone calls anytime, but as far as work, you know, 7 to 7.
I hear you. Absolutely. Okay, absolutely. So open availability will work. And if you ever want to change the hours of operation of something specific, you're always able to change or adjust anything with our company at any point in time. You just got to let us know you want those changes made or implemented, and we can make sure that they're done for you immediately. Okay?
Yeah, you can put it up to Saturday, too, if you want.
Okay.
That way.
Perfect,
you want.
Absolutely.
Yeah, some people can't get home during the week to do stuff, so. I do work on Saturdays sometimes. So.
I hear you. Okay. And then Daniel, the email that I got from you, it bounced back on me. I just tried to send you over. So can you clarify the email one more time for me, please?
It's DanielBell252@gmail.com.
Bell252. All right. DanielBell, perfect. And Bell has two L's, right? Just like the name of the business?
Yes.
All right. This one shows me that it's sending over successfully right now. I'm just, give me one second here while I make sure of that. It will tell me that the email sent over to you successfully. And inside of the email, it's going to give you two forms of contact. You're going to have client support's number, that's on there right when you open the email, and towards the bottom above my Google credentials, you're going to have client support's number there as well. Okay. And then also, yeah, it shows me that the email sent over to you successfully. And then you are going to be getting everything sent over to you in writing. You're going to be getting an invoice via transaction showing you that the amount came out of your account of $249 and only $249. And then you also get a username and password sent over to you as well. But give me one second here. I'm also
What card have you used?
I haven't used anything yet. I was just about to ask you for the... Yeah, no, I don't have a method of payment on there. I was just going to ask you, in order to secure the listing, what's going to work best for you? You're going to be using a debit card, a credit card. What works best for your company?
Credit card.
Okay, now does the credit card read with your name, Daniel Bell, or does it have the your name and the business name?
I think all of them actually. Most of them have my name. Does it need to have a business name on it?
No. A lot of people don't have business credit cards. It just has their personal name on it. So it doesn't really matter. That's why they like to have it with, if it has both, they like to have it both just for the records. But if it just reads Daniel Bell, normally the card they read with a 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to repeat those numbers starting from the left to the right, I'll repeat those numbers back to you for accuracy whenever you're ready.
Okay. Who do I change this with if I need to switch cards or anything?
You can change that with me, or I'm also going to be sending you over the email that I sent over to you a moment ago. It shows you the first number that you see when you pull up the email, that's client support's number. So if you ever need anything changed or adjusted, that's the number that you would call. Okay, and they can make those changes or adjustments immediately for you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to use – this is one of my newest cards. So I'm going to use this, but the limit on it is not as high as my other ones. So I may end up switching it, but I can just pay it off throughout the month. So.
Okay. Well, like I said, when you're ready to switch it, just let us know, and we can make that change immediately for you.
Okay. Are you doing it for the $249 or both months?
So it's going to just be $249 today.
Okay. It's 5424.
Okay.
1814.
Okay.
5349.
Okay.
8920.
Yes, month in here.
0726.
And the little code that's on the back?
480.
480. And is that card connected to the 5415 D. Weaver Road?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just making sure here. And then what I'm going to be doing, we use what we call a VeriSign Secure Merchant Processing Server over here. So what that means is the card is coded out. It only shows the last four digits. But before I do encrypt the card, I want to make sure that I do have everything accurate here. So I do have a MasterCard, since it does start with a 5424, 1814, 5349, 8920, and I have July of 2026, and I have 480.
Yes.
Okay. Now the card's coded out. What I'm going to be doing right now. I'm sorry?
Yeah, you good, guys?
Oh, no. What I was going to be doing right now, I was going over a voice verification while I put together your package. It goes over the service agreement, but there's a question that you want me to rephrase that we have from understanding. I asked you, please feel free to stop me right then and there, and I'll address that question for you so you have a fair understanding of what it asked you. But it's pretty self-explanatory. Okay, but it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Daniel, this call is going to be recorded for quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's also an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?
Bell's Mobile Blasting and Surface Restoration.
Thank you very much. And please state your name and title within the business.
Daniel Bell, owner and operator.
Daniel?
Yes.
Say that one more time, please. You kind of cut out on me. The whole thing cut out.
It's Daniel Bell, owner slash operator.
Okay, thank you very much. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business today?
Yes.
All righty. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
All righty. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash?
Yes.
Thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, would you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
No.
I'm sorry?
Was a yes or no question, or?
Oh, no, basically what that question asked you, so to clarify, I know that one's kind of confusing, but if that if another company calls you and they offer you some sort of marketing or advertising, to make sure that you don't double pay for a service that we may already be providing for you over here, if you decide to move forward with that company, we just ask for doing so that you give us a phone call to make sure that you aren't double paying for a service that we are doing for here.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, wonderful. And then your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today's date. That's August 4th, 2022. It will be charged in the very discounted amount of just $249. When the second term is completed, the agreement would renew the following month on the same day of the 4th in that same discounted amount of $249. That rate will never go up on you. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for the third month of service. We would just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the third month billing is due. Daniel, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. Yes, I agree.
Okay, perfect. Now, what I'm having my finance to do right now is they are running the 249. As soon as that does go through, you're getting an invoice sent over to you via email from our system. So give me 1 second here, and I will let you know as soon as that process is through. But what I'm also going to be setting you up for at the same time is a client interview. Now, the client interview is not going to be able to take place until tomorrow. Now, the only time it looks like I have available tomorrow, the client interview, let me go ahead and explain that process real quick. So you sit down with our certified technicians that are here in house from Google. They're going to be going over the keyword content with you, service areas that we're going to be programming you to work in, and they're also going to go over a small testimonial in regards to the company to make sure that we're representing you properly, of course. Okay, now I can get you in tomorrow. Let me know if this time works best for you. Right now I believe it's around 6:36, right?
Yes.
Okay, so how does 1 in the afternoon sound tomorrow?
Right in the middle of the day.
I can get you in later if it works best for you. I mean, I do have a 4 o'clock available. I have a 5 o'clock and I have a 6 o'clock.
Yeah, 4 o'clock might be better. I don't know. I'm supposed to have a blasting job and tomorrow they're bringing it to my house. And I got to go cut my mom's grass tomorrow. She's not able to cut it.
Okay.
I'm going to go out there and do all that, but, yeah, you know what?
Okay, well, it's just a phone interview.
Yeah,
it takes about 30 minutes or so.
I'll look around it, because I'm not sure if that guy's coming tomorrow anyway. So, yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay.
Okay,
we'll go ahead and do 4 o'clock for you. That would be 1 o'clock our time. And then what I'm doing right now, sending you over, along with the invoice, I'm sending you over a calendar invite. That this is going to be taking place tomorrow at 4 o'clock. And just to kind of verify the number they're going to be calling you on is this one, area code first, 252-945-7365. Okay, so give me 2 seconds here while I get that sent over to you. And then when you check your emails, I'll just have you accept it. Just give me one more second here.
I did have a question on the Well, how does it work as far as pricing? I mean, are y'all going to put me on the front page of Google for sandblasting or pressure washing or?
All right, say that one more time, please.
Or, Do what?
Well, you were say that one more time. We're going to put you on the front page for getting found for sandblasting and what now?
I said, I wanted to be put on the front page for at least pressure washing and sandblasting, but, is this all in the fee or is it $249 for each category?
No, it's $249 flat. It would never go up. Yeah, so it never goes up past whatever keyword they're searching that we get you found programmed in for. It never goes up past the rate of $249 by a penny. It always stays $249 no matter what. Okay, it never goes up or changes.
So I can talk. I'll talk with them when I do the interview. I can tell them about the pressure washing and exterior painting and stuff like that. You know, staining.
Yes, sir. They're going to be going over. Yeah, they're going to be going over the keyword content with you, the service areas that we're going to be programming you to work in, and just a small testimonial in regards to the company to make sure that we're representing properly. So you get the keywords or something that we definitely make sure that we go over with you.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Okay. All right. Give me 2 more seconds here. All right. And then also, are you able to pull up your emails while I have you on the line?
Yes.
All right. Give me 2 more seconds here. All right. Let me give me 2 more seconds. I can resend the invoice.
Yeah, I saw Tyler Lavenberg, client support.
Yeah, that's me.
You?
Yep, that's me. There it is, initial invoice.
Okay, that's like your business
that?
Information. So.
Yeah, I'm sending over the invoice right now. I just had to verify the $249 was on there.
Yeah, I've been
all right,
so
go ahead.
Text messages from now.
Yeah, you're going to get about 3 or 4 text messages, and you're going to get one more when the invoice does go through. When you do, you're going to get another text message that says your copy of your invoice has been sent over to your email. Please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So go ahead and refresh that for me. I just sent it over to you. Oh, it shows me it's still sending right now. It's in queue. It might just be taking a few moments because we are very busy over here. We did set up about 20 accounts today in different areas. So it might just be taking a little bit for the system to send that over to you. But what I'm going to be doing for you right now is sending over one more text message. This is just going to give you my direct phone number again, just like along with the email. I just want you to have it at 2 forms of contact in writing. Okay, so give me a moment here while I get this sent over to you in the form of a text message. All right, I just pressed the send button right now. I said, hi, this is Tyler. What's that?
Yeah, I got on one of the text messages that sent me to Local Splash for username and password.
Yeah, so you don't log in right now, but did you already follow the steps? It says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Did you already sign at the very bottom?
No, I hadn't gotten that email yet.
Okay, well, you can follow it through the text message. So the text message says a copy of your invoice has been sent to your email?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it says, click here.
Yeah, click on that link for me. What that's going to do is take you to another page that shows you the services that are included within the package. At the top, it says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Now, scroll all the way down for me. You see towards the bottom in bigger letters, it says cancellation and refund?
No, all I'm seeing is Local Splash and username and password. It ain't scrolling anything.
Oh, okay. So it just says local splash username and password. It gives you two empty boxes to fill in those blanks.
Yeah.
Okay, so the username, let me go ahead and provide you with that. The username is going to be your phone number, okay, that we're speaking on right now. Okay, area code first, 252-945-7365. The password, that's going to be created for you and given to you tomorrow at the time of the client interview. Okay, and then also, once you disconnect with my agents, Daniel, if you choose to, you're always able to customize those to whatever you want them to be. That way nobody else knows what they are, okay, if you choose to do so. But that's the only requirement that we have for me today. Okay, but I do always like to ask, before we disconnect, of course, did you have any other questions that I can answer or clarify for you in the meantime before my agents give you a call tomorrow afternoon?
No, I just had the one about my different services. I just wanted to make sure I was getting all my, I know my business name will be out on there, but not everybody might see, you know, if they type in, you know, painting or random stuff, I can set that on my one account, right? Or anytime they type in whatever word I decide to use or several words, then it would go to my account.
Correct. They'd pull up your page. You'd be able to pull up your company as a top recommended option when they do that keyword search. And when they pull you up as a top recommended option from the search engine, they call you directly. So absolutely. And we're going to be going over those keyword contents with you. We allow you to provide those, and we also have recommendations for you as well. And if you want to be programmed into our recommendations, then we can do that for you as well. But that's why we conduct a client interview to cross the T's and dot the I's.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I got an invitation email and then client support.
So yeah, that was the plan. The invoice, the invoice might just be taking a little longer to send over to you. Like I said, it's very busy over here. If you don't get the invoice by tomorrow, by the client interview, on that side, they're able to send the invoice over to you right then and there with you on the phone. So worst case scenario, if you do not get the invoice tonight, let them know about it tomorrow. They're on the operation side. So what they're going to do is they'll be able to send that over to you right then and there with you on the phone. Okay.
Okay.
But that's worst case scenario. If you don't get it tonight by some point, just let them know tomorrow. Say, look, I never got the invoice. I would like to receive it, and they'll send that to you right there.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
But other than that, Daniel, before we disconnect, I always ask. I mean, I know that you said your only question was about the keys. Did you have any other questions that I can answer or clarify for you?
No, I'm good.
Alrighty, well, we appreciate you giving us the time and the opportunity to earn your business, Daniel. Like I said, it's definitely going to be something that we make you happy with. Just wait for that call tomorrow, and we'll get the rest of this ball rolling for you, okay?
Alright, thank you.
Alright, thank you for your time. I appreciate it. Have a good evening.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.